Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, is brought to you by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, Nathaniel Hackett was the coach of the Denver Broncos yesterday and today because why?
Because it appears that they're leaning on history that first-time head coaches fired during their first season is historically rare. And so they're just exercising the patience that they may have bottomed out against Carolina. Maybe they decide maybe with 2 weeks left in the season, they make the change when you can talk to other coaches. But basically, they are just giving him the year. And maybe that means 15 games, not 17. But that would be the only rationale. Because you just don't see you saw Bobby Petrino do this with the Falcons. He resigned at 3-10. And Urban Meyer last year was fired as a first-time head coach in the NFL. But that was involving scandal. You just don't see it happen. But Hackett's given himself no argument to stay. It's been a mess in every way. D-Mac, from third down to red zone to points per game to special teams being another dumpster fire. The fact that what we thought was a future Hall of Fame quarterback looks like a fifth-round rookie draft choice. It's unimaginably bad, but it feels like they're going to give him, if not till the end of the season, certainly till the last couple weeks left in the year.
All right, I heard this floated. See what you think about it. The Denver Broncos ownership shouldn't fire Hackett now because it sends the wrong message and would push away candidates next time around. Do you buy that? Or do you think, hey, we'll guarantee you $20 million and, you know, that'll be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, as a coach, you don't want to walk into an organization that's constantly volatile, where you feel like every week's a referendum on your job. But money makes that change to the point where you feel semi-insulated from that. Now, Hackett's making a nice salary. If I were a coach, I wouldn't see the reaction to Hackett as anything other than an aberration, because it's just historically bad. It'd be different if they were 5-6 or in the hunt and they lost a couple of games with bad luck. They are averaging, you know, the worst offense. They have the worst offense since the 1966 Broncos. That's when the caricature of the horse was still on the side of the helmet. They weren't in the NFL back then. So I wouldn't see that as someone getting hired that this is commonplace for new ownership. I would see that with a wide lens of this is just an aberrational season that bottomed out finally and that it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, Derek and Troy, if I was a coaching candidate, I would probably say to ownership, hey, if I lead us to the worst offense ever, you can fire me. It's okay. I get it. I'll deserve to be fired. How do you think Hackett feels about that, Troy? Do you think he feels he deserves another shot, another year?
I mean, I'm sure he would love to have a second year because he'd like to correct so many things that, you know, in hindsight were wrong, from the training camp to the injuries to this offense that just does not fit Russell Wilson. But the question would be, if he came back, which again I would say is highly unlikely, would he want to do it with Wilson? Because that's the issue here, guys. Whether we blame Wilson, whether we blame Hackett, whether we blame both of them in the confluence of injuries, the offense stinks, not because of one guy, not because of two, but clearly these two, I've said that it's like two recipes in and of themselves were tasty, and when they put it together, it tastes like pine tar. It does not work. It doesn't fit at all. And it feels like Hackett has capitulated to Wilson to the point where would he want to come back with Wilson? I mean, that's just, I don't think there'd be a choice necessarily with the cap issue, at least for one more year. But I would think Hackett would want a year two, just because I think there would be some self-reflection of he did a lot of things wrong. Number one, I think he just completely overvalued his team. He treated it like he would become head coach of the Packers coming off an NFC championship. So all of these things he laid in place as plans worked for a veteran team with the quarterback who was back-to-back MVP. It didn't work for a team that is bringing in a new quarterback who was clearly regressing and a bunch of players that aren't as talented as he thought they were.
All right, Troy. If Derek invited you to go into a goose pit to blow away some geese on a cold, frigid Tuesday morning, would you accept that invitation or would you hide from it?
I would not. There's a lot of things I'd be cold for. That would not be one of them.
It's not cold in there. We had heaters in there. You guys are so soft. It's unreal.
I talked hunting stories with Todd Helton. He described hunting like he was at the wrist when he was in these blinds. And I was trying to reach him multiple. He's like, I was comfortable out there. And it was like minus 30. And it's like, not for him. He turns his hunting. He had turned his hunting experience into something like Derek's describing. I mean, I'm just, that's just not my style. I'm not a mountain wildlife hunter. That's just not me personally. So I'd rather see Derek, like you invited me to like a WWF match and Derek jumped in. That I would be down for.
That would be a good time.
Over the ropes.
There you go. You ever cover state wrestling here in the state? Troy's from Pueblo, which is actually, there's a lot of great wrestlers that actually come from Southern Colorado in the Pueblo area.
Yeah, I covered a lot of wrestlers.
Troy, hold on. Thing about wrestling, the less there is to do in an area, the better the wrestling is going to be there.
Well, he's from Pueblo.
Listen, the most respect I have for athletes I've covered are wrestlers, because I've only covered boxing a couple times. High school wrestlers, if you're naked to the world, it's you versus this guy, no excuses. I mean, sometimes the ref's an issue, but I covered multiple state champions in Colorado, including Leister Bowens at Lyons High School. When I worked in Yuma, Arizona, I covered the state championship team, the Cibola team, and it was one of the funnest stories I ever, you know, had done. I'd covered them all season and then watched them go to state and win a state championship as a team in wrestling. I had nothing but respect. The high school wrestling event, I'm telling you, at Pepsi, that draw is, whatever, 15, 16,000?
Yep.
People are totally into it. And you get guys go D1 and end up in some of the best wrestlers in the country.
Yep.
Some of my cover that, you know, went on to
some of the best in the world
careers.
All right, Troy, I appreciate it. We'll talk
still
to you.
Still not Ohio.
We'll talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow down there at Dove Valley. We'll see how it goes.
Yep.
My man.
It's always fun. See ya.
Troy Rank, Denver 7, ROX, Roxy and Air.